Iris is so lazy. She always wants me to do all the work for our school project.
Words can be very hurtful when they're used in anger. I'm sure there was a better way to motivate your friend. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. I am so glad that you're listening today. As always, I'm Zach. Have you ever heard, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Well, it's not really true. Mean words can hurt a person very deeply. The writer of Proverbs put it like this in chapter 12, verse 18, when he said, "The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Now for our story. It's entitled, "The Mangled Slipper." "Look at what Otis did," Maria showed her father her soggy, torn slipper. "I scolded him and put him outside." "I'm sorry, honey," Dad said as he took the mangled slipper. "I can see that little puppy needs a lot more training." Mom spoke from the doorway. "Maria, Iris is on the phone for you." She held out the phone. A few minutes later, Maria's voice boomed from the kitchen. "You always want me to do all the work, Iris. You're so lazy. I'm never doing a school project with you again." "What was that all about?" asked Mom when Maria returned her phone. "I thought Iris was your best friend."
She caught me at a bad time," mumbled Maria.
"Did your sister catch you at a bad time too?" asked Mom. "I heard you yell at her this morning." Maria blushed. "She always bothers me when I'm tired, but I told her I was sorry." Maria brightened. "I'll call Iris back and apologize to her." Just then, Otis whined at the door. "I think Otis wants to come in and apologize too," said Dad, handing the chewed-up slipper to Maria. Maria looked at it. "Don't let him in," she grumbled crossly. "My slipper is ruined because of him." Dad nodded. "You know, Maria, even if you forgive Otis and let him in, it won't fix your slipper. That's mangled for good."
"I know that," said Maria. "That's why I'm mad at him."
"Well, feelings can be mangled just like your slipper," said Dad. "Once you've said something, it really can't be taken back. You can be sorry and say so, but the words have already hurt. Often there's no way to repair the damage."
"That's right," said Mom. "There are several people you need to apologize to, but even if they forgive you, you've still hurt their feelings. You need to be more careful to control your tongue and not say hurtful things in the first place."
"But I don't know how," said Maria.
"Think before you speak," said Dad. "When you feel angry, count to 10 before you say anything. And most of all, remember that Jesus gives you the ability to love others the way he does. Trust him to help you speak in love, not anger." Well, what about you? Do you say things that you don't mean? It's easy to do. The Bible has a lot to say about how much trouble your tongue can cause. It also gives the cure. Let the love of Christ in your heart control what you say. If you've had trouble controlling your tongue, apologize to those you've hurt. Then use your words to encourage others and solve problems in a loving way. Our key verse today is Proverbs 12:18.
"The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing."
And our key thought today, use your words in a loving way. You know what? I love to hear from listeners just like you. So if you ever have a question about God or the Bible or anything else, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of those questions we receive from kids like you. Who knows? Your question might be in the next issue. So send them my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.